Yes, you have been given a katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God. How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus? Welcome back wherever you have reached. Let me hope you've lightened the light of the Word of God to redeem the many souls. For Bible says in the Proverbs 14 and the verse 25, that the true witness redeems the spirit, but a false witness destroys them with falsehood. Praise Jesus much.
Heard
the testimony of God where you have passed.
Heard
the light of the word to lighten those spirits to redeem them. There are those who speak talks which destroy to them. Speaking stories, but they move, cause destruction to people.
There
are those who cracked false deals. Those have been all false witnesses. You are a true witness. You have redeemed the spirit.
When
those to be redeemed, redeemed, and the seed is remain growing.
And
we thank God for that. Anytime you pass out there, have a seed of God you sow in someone. You see them stiff-necked,
for
you to remember yourself.
You
didn't expect the seed of God would grow in you.
But those
sower who passed there met you through a seed in the thorny heart. But the seed began to press on, destroying thorns in your heart, the falsehood, and it grew. And right now you are in truth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Do not forget to cast a seed in someone. The seed of the word, at least it grows.
The
children of God, they hear the words of God.
And
preach it the time they abuse the whole of you.
As they
are home resting or sitting,
and
seed speaks again. And it ceases to speak the seed of the word. And they regret why they abuse. And they wish to meet you again.
No.
Do not fail to have a seed of word of God that you cast in people's hearts, because it will grow. And if it will not have grown,
to be
those who have refused and failed to grow in them on the day of judgment.
So
now even today, we want to move on, get light of the word of God. In God's worldwide promised call, which is on the nation Uganda. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman, and a Bible reader, Teacher Jacob. We love you all. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, by authority of the Holy Spirit,
it's
upheld us, fulfilled that. And we
base
in this ministry, the new generation with the full knowledge of God and His glory. Move on, reached you once again. God's worldwide promised call, which is on the nation of Uganda. And we're still moving on to see the call of God on the nation Uganda, as it was marked in prophecies released in AD.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Where we single out two examples of visions, the one of Apostle John Mulinde of
Prayer Mountain, Uganda, in
the book entitled Nation in the Crossroads, which we shall see later.
and
the vision from outside Uganda, the Australian vision on the nation of Uganda, was written New Vision newspaper in the 1992. Praise Jesus much. We have 4 points in that vision, the pillars of that vision, and which strengthens the entire vision. Seeing the meaning of the first pillar, where we spoken of Uganda being a blessed country, the blessing of knowing secrets of the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, the blessing of causing many inherits the kingdom of God,
and the
blessing praying nations, blessings of the hands of the ones. We saw that.
And
move to the second point we've been long on for time. Why the man meant to hate God's work on the planet Earth has to be like Prophet Elijah,
Moses,
and as heir of the throne of David.
So,
after seeing very many reasons why that man is to be like Prophet Elijah, why is to be like Prophet Moses, we reached our general reason why that man is to be like Prophet Elijah, Moses, which gave us Prophet Elisha to bring double portion of the anointing of God,
which
flows in God's final work on the planet Earth, basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. Praise Jesus much.
Now,
so much in our general reason,
until
reaching the sixth reason, which show us anointing of double portion of the Holy Spirit in the fullness. They are the seven spirits of God, and they have been doubled in the sign of the two lampstands.
And
explodes in the God's final work on the planet Earth, basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Be
so much be filled with that anointing until we are seeing right now, and we see the word anointing of the double portion of the Holy Spirit in the fullness. They are the seven spirits of God. How they work as the word of God is, and it's to say the taking off of seven seals of the seven spirits from the word of God, because we feel the Holy Spirit in this fullness. They are the seven spirits, and they have been doubled, and
be
filled of light of the word of God, and be filled knowledge of God and his glory for the eternal life. Praise Jesus much. Now we began with the seventh seal, which is on the word of God, and the seal of spirit of the Lord.
We
began to see the way Spirit of the Lord works in double portion as the word of God is.
Even
though we have to finish all seven spirits,
and
we first saw the way Spirit of the Lord works in the single portion as the word of God is. Most lightened most to us the existence of God the Father, God the Word, whom we know as the Son, even the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And he showed us their image and their likeness on their thrones. Reach the time realize they are there according to Bible explanation. And seals were taken off scriptures, and
we
filled anointing of understanding, the way God the Word, the way God the Father began with God the Word and the Holy Spirit,
knew
their image and likeness on their thrones. But we asked, where did they begin from, which caused us go above the heavens? Praise Jesus much. And we entered double portion And we see the way
the
Spirit of the Lord works in double portion. As the word of God is, speak of double portion of Spirit of the Lord.
We've
gone to above the heavens at the beginning, even in the end.
And
that is God the Father.
Began
His word, the Lord Jesus, together with the Holy Spirit, and beyond above the heavens in the everlasting. We wanted to be seen. And in double portion we began to see the way all creation in heaven and earth, we were above the heavens, we are called children of God, and we are called gods, according to Psalms 19 and the verse 1 and to 5. We were there before heavens and earth were in place.
And
we discovered all that double portion of Spirit of the Lord works as the word of God is proving our dwelling above the heavens. Where we find new heaven, new earth. Praise Jesus much. The question came, how did we begin to exist? For we understood God the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. They are the beginning and the end, and they make the everlasting.
So our,
their manifestation, how did we begin to exist?
So
that's what we began to know of. And we knew we are gotten from God the Word. Praise Jesus much. Still moving on with that issue.
See
the way we are gotten from God the Word, whom we know as the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, right above the heavens.
So
ended as we are on this heading.
We
see the way we are gotten, the way we are our very own selves, all creation in heaven and earth. We are gotten from God the Word.
Then
the way we look like, the way our spirits look like. Praise Jesus much. The way our spirits ourselves, creation in heaven and earth, we
are
gotten from God the Word.
Then
the way we look like. Most on Tuesday we ended as we've seen them.
We
began to see how spirits look like.
You
self-clothing that body. The bodies of creation in heaven and earth. Those spirits, how do they look like? Praise Jesus much. Now we want to be moving on. According to Psalms 19, we are told like this.
Zaburi chenda,
Psalms 90, verse 1-3.
Zaburi esuli ya chenda, nolunyiri olisoka.
Psalms 90 from verses 1.
Zaburi esuli ya chenda, nolunyiri olisoka.
Psalms 90 from verses 1.
Mukama, gowalichi focha fe echoku tulamu, mumirembe jona, olinyo luo kubiri. Insozi ingatezina zaalibwa. Iranga tonabu mbansi, nevi intu.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus much.
Mukama ya richi focha fechoku tulamu.
God was our dwelling place in all generations.
Insozi ingatezina bakubao.
Mountains we brought forth.
Atanabu mbansi, nevi intu.
For it made the earth and things in it.
Evi natuze tubitekira.
All those we've come understand them.
Yegune insibi nonga tebina bakubao.
Before heavens and the earth existed,
tuwari yo waguruweku.
We were there above the heavens.
Ya tuwara bie ngiriji tuwata ni kukubao.
We saw the way we can exist.
Matuji wako mukama wafu Yesu Christ.
We gotten from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Tani kukura wakumiyoji afi.
We began to see of our spirits how shine and their glamouring,
and
it is real light.
Living
precious stones shining.
Just
as we saw of God the Word, our Lord Jesus. Remember in John 1:16, we are told these words. John chapter 1 verse 16.
Kubanga kukujula kwe fefe na kwe tuwa nechisa mchifoche chisa.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Mwyokane muku minamukaga.
In the John 1:16,
mwyo mtu kufuyanyo anagamba.
Spirit explained, he said,
ngari mumutume yokane.
When is in the Apostle John,
ngagama anti fefe na kubujububwe kwe tuwa
all us from his fullness we were given.
Emiyo ujafi.
Our spirits.
Ubutonde muna mugune
all creation in heaven and earth.
Ubwariwo.
Those which were.
Nafu abariwo leyo.
We two living now.
Nabagendo ukuja.
Even those coming.
Tuko kudakwa mukama wafu
Yesu. With the coming of Jesus.
Emiyo ujafi. Eriwa guru weku.
Our spirits above the heavens,
and
we have gotten from the Lord Jesus Christ, and we existed. That's why he speaks most in the John 15, verse 1 and 5. And he said that, I am the true vine, all you are branches. Doesn't speak at we only human beings, speaks of all creations, the
way
our spirits, all of us, we've gotten from him. According to John 15, the verse 1 and 2 5. Let's read there, we hear. John 15, from verse
1. Nekitange ye mulimi. Olunyo lw'okubiri. Buli ttabi eriri mu nze eritabala bibala aliggyawo, na buli ttabi eribala ebibala alirongoosa lyeyongerenga okubala. Olunyo lw'okusatu. Mwe kaakano mumaze okuba abalongoofu olw'ekigambo kye mbagambye. Olunyo lw'okuna. Mubeere mu nze nange mummwe. Ng'ettabi bwe litayinza kubala bibala lyokka, bwe litabeera mu muzabbibu, bwe kityo nammwe temuyinza bwe mutabeera mu nze. Olunyo lw'okutaano. Nze muzabbibu, mwe matabi. Abeera mu nze nange mu ye, oyo abala ebibala bingi, kubanga awatali nze temuliiko kye muyinza kukola.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Okusinziira ku Yokaana essuula ne 15.
According to John chapter 15,
olunyo lw'okutaano,
and the verse 5,
agamba nti ye muzabbibu,
he is the vine, the true vine. We all creation in heaven and earth,
we
branches gotten from him. We have to remain in him, and he too is in us, that we bear fruits to abide forever, fruits of righteousness. We say without him we can do nothing. That proves straight John 1 verse 1 and 2-3, that without him nothing was created.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. It proves that if you read John 15 in the verse 5, he said, I am the true vine and you are branches. He abides in me, me even in him, bears many fruits, fruits of the Spirit.
Spoken
in Galatians 5:19 and 20. And there abide. So he has said, without me you can do nothing. That proves straight John chapter 1, the verse 1-3. Without the word, the Lord Jesus, nothing was created. Praise Jesus much. Our existence, all creations in heaven and earth, our spirits, we have gotten from the Lord Jesus.
If you believe
the Lord Jesus,
it's
a deep word.
Jesus,
the way which brought us to manifest,
Jesus
is truth as we are that we appear. Everything which is appears to have been gotten from him. Jesus is life.
For
our life, we call of our spirits. Whether life of creation, whether grass, all life in them, it is here.
Speaks,
and he already speaks, and he speaks it.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That I'm the way. That word is broad. We wouldn't have appeared, but the way which brought us that we appeared, it's the truth. Nothing which is as is not there.
There
is no creation and is not there. Everything you see, it is him. What you prove, it's real. It is him. What you see, it has life. It is him. What take off life from you, get from him. And you're not in him, but he's in him. According to John, John 14, and the verse 6,
when
you take the scripture above the heavens,
you
see where it begins from. When many people speak most of it,
come
Jesus, the way, truth, and life.
But
to be a way, how does it come to be a way? We wouldn't have manifested.
It's
the way which brought us to manifest
is
the truth. Everything you look at and you say it's real. Those who've not seen those in heaven.
And
they are in the heavens. And if you receive them, they are real. Those who say is hell too real, it means it's him. All in heavens and after him. For they are gotten from him. Let's read John 14. Move on, look how we look like. Our spirits. They shine like living stones. Let's read John.
Yokana isule yekuminenya nolo nyiriri olomukaga.
John 14 and the verse 6.
Yesu namugamba nti nze kubo na mazima nobulamu. Tewali ajeri kitange wabulanga ayita munze.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus much.
Yesu yagamba nze kubo.
Jesus said I'm the way.
Obulamu.
The way, life.
Na mazima.
And the truth.
Kati chiribwe chiti.
Now it is like this. We are not able to appear before the Father if it wasn't him.
If you believe
him, it is no way he's introduced you to the Father. For your manifestation to appear, you are gotten from him.
It's
the way you pass through to appear is the life. For life was in him. John 1, 4 and 5 says, life was in him. Life became light of men. If life we are given, we are spirits.
Those
clothed in different bodies. In human beings. In the animals. In the insects. In birds. In fish. In plants. In the stars. In the angels. In the cherubim. In four living creatures. And the 24 elders. All us were gotten from him. And be manifested. Then our life came to be.
It
became the truth which is. Don't you see what the way you are? He is the one.
Now, it's
threatening to deny him. Gotten from him and we manifested.
We
have to remain in him. What can prove you're still in Christ? Someone said no.
I'm
in him for things in heaven and other in him.
Branches
cut off falling under the tree. And they say they're still on the tree. Yet they're drying up. And they're waiting for fire.
Yeah?
Are we together?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Things
in heaven and other in him, yes. For they've gotten from him. Those in him cut off branches drying. They are under the tree. Yet they still say to themselves, they are in him. Yet gotten from the tree. They are under the tree down. Anytime they're drying.
What
proves you're still in him? For you came from him. John 15:7. And he says this.
Yokana esule y'15 n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
John 15:7.
Bwe mubeera mu nze n'ebigambo byange bwe bibeera mu mmwe, musabenga kye mwagala kyonna munaakikolerwanga.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
But if you
abide in him, that is one. We came from him.
We
have to be abiding in him.
Kubanga ibigambo ibitabira mukwe.
If they're not in you,
you're counted.
Those gotten out of him, you're not more counted in him. You are not in him. Maybe to be there
under
him. Now you fell down the tree.
You were
tree branch waiting the lake of fire.
When
you forgot the Lord your God.
You tell
people believe Jesus. For he is the Lord. They say take away. God is the Lord. God is the Father. God is the Word. The Lord Jesus. God is the Holy Spirit.
And
you shed them when you began together.
The
main thing on this. Why you spoken of to confess Jesus Lord? For
is
the one who caused you to be manifest. Would it have even been there? Even the Father said, if you deny the Son, then will you believe the Father? If you deny the mother who birthed you, in your
how
can you begin to tie yourself on your Father?
newegana mama
wo, if you deny your mother
unakurumu,
one day
no sigalanga kitawe kitawe,
remain your father is your father,
kisoboka,
is it possible?
No gamba omukazi osiye nyanga
anza, woman is not my mother who birthed me,
ngaye yakwanjule wa
kitawo, and she produced you that your father,
osigala oli mwana wo,
you remain a child of him,
kitegeza buwegana mama wo,
now your mother
ne kitawo omwega,
even the father if it denied him,
chabaina wayogera,
that's why he speaks somewhere,
yegano mwana mazo kwegana kitawe, yegano mwana,
he would nice the son,
yeganye kitawe,
denies the father,
yesu yebazi,
praise Jesus.
So amazimagali bwegata bo Luganda,
truth is this brethren,
okusigalanga tukyali mu Kristo,
remain abiding in Christ,
banga mwetwava,
for we came from him,
robula mbwe uli mufi,
life is what is in us,
yemeo jafu,
they are our spirits,
kugama anti tuli muye,
say we are in him and he too in us,
nayo bokakafuka tweyongera ko ebigambo bye,
now increases cause of his words,
muri mubanji kumwa batagala nakumanya,
many of you who don't even want to know,
mwasigaza chimuna kiriza Yesu
nimuye, one thing I believed Jesus, I'm in him,
ewali obonero obwenja olobukakasango chali
muye, the signs proving you're still in him,
ebigambo bye biri wa mugwe,
words where are they in you,
Yesu yabazibu,
praise Jesus.
So which to bechali abo Luganda,
how it was brethren,
eranga twajibwa muye kubujivuwe ko twawe,
from his fullness we are given,
Yesu yebazibu,
praise Jesus much.
Era katondo ono,
and this God,
atona chigamu,
God the Word,
utumanyingo mwana,
we know as the Son,
kama afu Yesu,
the Lord Jesus,
ayogirwa akonti mukama afu gwe moyo,
spoken of that our Lord is the Spirit,
katulo kuba naye moyo,
because it is Spirit,
naye aitibwa moyo guo bulamu,
it is called the life giving Spirit,
kwigamba omoyo ogutali ko komo,
the Spirit which has no limit and
naye end, naye aitibwa moyo ejatonde
bwa, a called created Spirit,
kubanga twatonde bwanga tujibwa kuye,
created gotten from him,
tudera okusoma nnyo,
usually read most,
bakolise ekyo kubiri,
in the second Corinthians,
isule yokusa,
in the chapter 3,
ndi mukama afwe gwe moyo,
that our Lord is the Spirit,
era wali moyo gwa mukama
afwe, where the Spirit of the Lord is,
we wali
there, there is liberty,
tufu mukama afwe moyo,
through our Lord is the Spirit,
era twara babwafanagana,
we saw how he looks like,
mwili ogwe kitibo gwa mayinja gwo mwendo
omungi, body of precious stones,
okukwetwawe bwachovula mukumasa masakwe,
given that's why from his shining,
nemi ojafejaji wakuyeji masama masakwe,
Spirit gotten from him shine,
kadusomeko mbakolise,
let's read in this Corinthians,
Abakorinso ekyokubiri esuli yokusatu n'olunyiriri olw'ekumi n'omukaaga,
Second Corinthians 3:16,
naye bwe gukyukira mukama waffe ekyokubikkako kijibwawo, olunyiriri olw'ekumi n'omusanvu, naye mukama waffe gwe mwoyo, era waba omwoyo gwa mukama waffe we wabeddembe,
Yesu yebazibwe,
praise Jesus much,
mukama waffe Yesu Kristo,
our Lord Jesus Christ,
mwoyo
is Spirit,
nga Katonda kitaffe bwali,
God the Father is,
nga omuntu kuvubwali,
and that's the Holy Spirit,
twaraba n'emibiri gyabwe gyekiribwa gyebalina,
so their glorious bodies they have,
mayinja gomwendo omungi,
the precious stones,
Yesu yebazibwe,
praise Jesus much,
naye nga bwali ndi mukama waffe Yesu,
as he is the Lord Jesus, he is Spirit,
nafa abajibwa muye,
we to go to him, we are spirits,
naye kituwaukanya oba kituwaura wakatiwe,
nafsi him and us,
ndiye ye moyo guo bora,
that is the life giving Spirit,
atefu tuli miweje atonde
bwa, we are created spirits,
ndiye jiwa kuye,
and they are gotten from him,
yes yebazi
bwo, praise Jesus much,
so chibavude bakugamba,
that's why they have told you,
bakolise ekyo kubire suli yokusa,
Corinthians 3,
ne batugamba,
and they told us,
munyole 17,
in the verse 17,
nti naye mukama afwe gwe moyo,
the Lord is the Spirit,
era wali moyo gwa mukama afwe,
where the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord is,
we wali edembe,
there is liberty,
mukama afwe Yesu,
the Lord Jesus,
ye Katonda chigambo,
is God the Word,
era omwana,
and the Son,
era Katonda omwoyo,
and God the Spirit, which gives life,
sebisele bisinganga naye banaye,
so they say
Katonda gwe moyo,
God is the Spirit,
naye mpulira nti nafe tuli mioyo,
here we too are spirits,
titwahuka,
how do we differ,
enjawulo eriwa,
where is the difference among us,
ebyo bade tobimanyi mu Bible,
did you know that,
ngachigamwa nti omoyo gwafe gude eriyo yaguga,
our spirit goes back to the one who gave it,
ngachika kaza tuli ne mioyo,
proves we have spirits,
era ni baganti ani amanyo omoyo gwa gwensolo gudda mutaka,
spirit of the animal goes to the ground,
ogwo mtu ne gudda mugu,
that of a human gets to heaven,
okusinira ku mubuli zisatu,
according to Ecclesiastes 3
abiri mwe na abiri mu 2 ate yo eri mu buli 12,
Ecclesiastes 12
savunaga
7, he says
ndi ato mubiri gudda mutaka,
the body goes to the ground where it came,
omoyo ne gudda eri yaguga,
spirit goes back to its giver,
kachira gana fwe tuli mioyo,
shows we too are spirits,
ate tuli lane Katonda gwe moyo,
God too is a spirit,
ne twagala okwebuza,
it's what to ask,
enja urao wakati,
yes, the difference between
twaula
differentiating us we and him,
ya kubanga tuna kwe moyo kutakuwa,
God is the spirit which doesn't end,
bwetu ito butagwao,
that we call the everlasting, is the life-giving spirit
that
we created from the word, the Lord Jesus. We are created spirits. Even different bodies. We in human beings. Those in animals. Those in insects. Those in birds. In the fish. In the stars. The sun and the moon. The angels. The cherubims. Four living creatures. And the 24 elders. All us are created spirits. And gotten from the life-giving spirit. The Lord Jesus.
That's
what the Bible says.
1
Corinthians 15. See, the second Adam.
We
know as the Lord Jesus. Became a life-giving spirit.
Abakorinso ekisooka esuule y'15 n'olunyiriri olwana mu ttaano.
1 Corinthians 15:45.
Era bwe kityo kyawandiikibwa nti omuntu ow'olubereberye Adamu yafuuka mukka mulamu. Adamu ow'oluvannyuma yafuuka omwoyo oguleeta obulamu.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Ow'olubereberye Adamu.
The first man Adam.
Tumumanyi Adamu w'omulisuku.
Know him Adam of the garden. Inside him was a spirit created.
Yet
the second Adam, the Lord Jesus, is the life-giving spirit. That's why
in
John 1:1-4, he said life was in him. Life became our light. They are spirits which were given us.
He's
the life-giving spirit. We are created spirits from him. That's the difference.
That
did not analyze in this Bible.
Not
have a portion flowing in God's final work on the planet Earth.
Most
this of spirit of the Lord can lighten everything you never knew before. It brings it in light. Fulfill the promise of God, which is in Luke 8:15-17. Nothing which was hidden will not be revealed. Nothing you never knew, not brought in light to be known. These we bring them today in the God's final work on the planet Earth, basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa,
a
nation found in the east, out of which has to come good tidings. That of the word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
now the truth is like this. That's the difference we have between us, created spirits, given different bodies, and the spirit from which we were gotten, the life-giving spirit, God the word, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let me hope this is where you've reached an understanding. And
you
say God is a spirit. No, we read most in John 4. God is a spirit. You say we too? What's the difference between us and him?
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. Let's read in the John we hear. John 4:24.
Yokana esuule y'okuna n'olunyiriri olw'24.
John 4:24.
Katonda gwe mwoyo. N'abo abamusinza kibagwanira okumusinza nga mu mwoyo n'amazima.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Katonda gwe mwoyo.
God is a spirit.
Naye kali ke tuwongerako.
But that other we add on.
Gwe mwoyo guwo obulamu.
Is the life-giving spirit.
Yes, yes,
praise
yes.
Jesus.
Yet,
we too are spirits. Those created from him.
Most
we focus to go to the word. The Lord Jesus. Ecclesiastes tells us this. Ecclesiastes 3:20.
Bonna bagenda mu kifo kimu.
Let's come from verse 21.
Mubulize esuule y'okusatu n'olunyiriri olw'abiri mu olumu.
Ecclesiastes 3:21.
Ani amanyi omwoyo gw'abantu oba nga gulinnya mu ggulu n'omwoyo gw'ensolo oba gukka wansi mu ttaka.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Naffe tuli myoyo.
We too are spirits.
Mu nsolo.
In the animals.
Mu biwuka.
In the insects.
Ebinyonyi.
In the birds.
ebyennyanja
n'ebirala, the fish and the others,
bamalayika bonna,
the angels, all of them.
Naye ffe tuli mioyo egyatondebwa,
we are created spirits.
Kyavaga tewali kinna kimu ekyatondebwa,
nothing was created
awatali
without him.
Usinda ku Yokaneemu,
according to John 1,
the
verse 1 to 3.
We
were created. We are created
spirits
to be gotten from God the Word.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. Is there anything you've moved to understand? Even though God is the Spirit, we saw He has a glorious body. Just as we too are spirits, we were given different bodies. There is one man
who's
teaching of the inner man.
I wonder
what he told you, and he said, how does he look like? That you know it of well. If you want to study the inner man, here is the aspect to study him.
Right?
You can know who is the inner man. Inner man, it is you yourself, your spirit. How does it look like? How did it come to exist?
Era abamu kuaba babulizi bagamba,
those preachers, they said,
obutonde buli obo abote wina mioyo,
other creations have no spirits,
naye omujulizi ye Katonda,
but the witness is God,
eyajibwako emioyo gya
out of gotten their spirits.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Kakati ngomaze omanyo okufuka nabi wobulimba tekiva
wa, become a false prophet doesn't come from far,
kiva mu kuogera Katonda ebyobulimba,
speaking things of lies on God.
Yes, we have
seen. Praise Jesus.
Kakati simanyi baba bagamba omuntu womunda afanaga
na. They told you, how does the inner man look like?
Wanga chigambibwa.
For it is said,
Elimba kolisi chokubiri,
in the second Corinthians,
esura ya kuna,
in the chapter 4.
Tinewanku bado omuntu wafu okugira maso nokugwa.
Out what man is finishing.
Na iyo omuntu wafu omunda
disibabu. Our inner man is being renewed.
Ono ebasimbulo omuntu ogogwa omuntu womunda.
God, the head of the inner man. But who is the one they speak? Can they explain who can be? Let's go read there, we hear. List all these words.
When
double portion, let it flow in them. And you see how they come to be.
Abakolinsi ekyokubiri esuula eyokuna n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'omukaaga.
2 Corinthians 4:16.
Kyetuva tulemu okuddirira. Naye newankubadde omuntu waffe ow'okungulu ngaggwawo, naye omuntu waffe ow'omunda afuuka mujja bulijjo bulijjo.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Tinewankubadde omuntu w'okungulu ngaggwawo.
Outward man perishes.
Ono mubiri.
His body.
Naye mwoyo.
But the spirit.
Yaddizibwa
bujja. He is being renewed.
Erafuna ainofuna mbiri gwoguva mukuru.
Has to get his body from heaven.
Wanga gunajalika.
For this he will leave it
there. Katibu
omunda. Now the inner man.
Ashingo obukuru gwe twogerako.
The most important we speak of.
Twogera kugwe kenyeni omwoyo.
Of you yourself, the spirit.
Ogwajirwa kubujuvu bwa mukama wa Yesu.
Gotten from the fullness of Jesus.
Yenga yemzabibu ogwadala.
He is the true vine.
Nafifenanga tuli matani.
All us are branches.
Agajibwa moye.
Gotten from him.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Sobe twogera ku muntu womuna katinjaga lo omutegeere bulungi.
Inner man, I want you understand him well.
Erabo osoma bakolise chokubirinya.
Read the 2 Corinthians 4.
No ulirante ne wanko bado omuntu woku.
Though the outward man.
Agwao.
He perishes.
Twogera ku mubiri gwo.
Speak of your body.
Egwo muntu womunda.
The inner man.
Gweke nyine
uri yourself original.
Lachi baba yita bantu bombiri.
Why they called them both men?
Kine kifana nkifanagana no uri ali munda.
This image looks like the one inside.
Omanyabantu,
you know people.
Bambu za rumu.
They asked me one day.
Tumo gena kuje byandikibwa.
Apostle, where you going to get scriptures?
Bitubulira bwe emiyo jafu bwe gifana.
Speak how our spirits look like.
Ne chikura chaji.
And its appearance.
Omanyabo amafuta ke kigambo.
No anointing of what?
Bafuta go moyo mu kutaba ga kurukuta mu kuyigiriza.
Flows in teaching.
Kubanga bayogera mbaruwa yo kana.
When you went in the book of John.
Timumwe mulimu amafuta ga yigiriza.
Inside you is anointing teaching.
Ye moyo mu tukuvuke nyine ga kurukuta.
The Holy Spirit himself flowing.
Osome cha wandikiwa ngecho.
Scripture like that.
Na chivunule mirundi.
The pretty times. 7 times.
Simu kuchifu mugamba anti achivunde nga chanja u.
Is interpreting.
Nga chongeza level kutengera.
Raises levels of understanding the same scripture.
Wanjisebo.
Kama feba siwe.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amanya umsomesa Godfrey.
I'm named teacher Godfrey.
This
enlightenment I want briefly. We see there were three people, one. Each person has their own spirit. And we've seen the Father, His Spirit, the Word is Spirit.
Even
the Holy Spirit is Spirit. And it seems to be three spirits. Each one of them have their body. The glorious body of heaven.
When
we see Romans
8, 9, they
speak of the Spirit of Christ
and
the Spirit of the Father.
There
they seem to show they share the Spirit.
That we saw
that the beginning of God the Father and God the Word, as John 1:1 says,
in
the beginning was the Word. Understood the beginning is God Himself.
The
Word is not the first as we think. The Word was with the beginning.
The
Spirit wanted to show you the area of you. But what is this? The beginning was the Word. And the Word is with God. And the beginning was the Word.
And
God and this God, the beginning, the Father. The beginning was the Word. The Word is with God. And the Word also is God.
Now,
when the Father manifested, the
beginning
and the end, even the Word was there, and He manifested.
Now,
in the manifestation, He gets from the Father before the Spirit appeared.
Now,
the portion of the Spirit, one comes from the Father and another from Christ, He manifests.
That's
why it's called the Spirit of the Father and of the Christ.
So siganti omoyo gumugwe basisa.
One spirit is of both of them in their bodies.
Si obasi manyo obite.
Understood it.
Kwanga oruganu chagiza ko kuleta.
Brothers try to bring.
Ne babera no moyo gumba bayino kusha kumpewe yemwe.
Spirit have to breathe on the same breath.
Chagiza ko kwagala kutumwe.
Bwo
moyo wakatonda tongero chimulisa
mu. That we enlighten it.
Just
as we two have their spirit, each breathes themselves.
These
begun,
each
retain the part of their spirit independence.
For which
we got it from him, me, I don't breathe in his spirit. No. In his spirit I breathe. He too in his spirit. And you two don't breathe the spirit of the other neighbor of yours.
You can
all we've gotten from one person. If you hear the Spirit of Christ, that's the Spirit of the Father, don't you think in that way? The same Spirit is in both bodies, the same.
That
brings what they call Trinity, which is not true. Trinity looks like one God and he has three heads. That's what Trinity, that they can have one spirit in them.
Their
children they birth and they have one heart and they breathe in with that same heart. Yet they have different spirits. Those happen when they swallow pills and they're pregnant.
And
those who have the curses of God,
God
can strike you a curse and he penalizes you. Gives you a wild child and become a snare your way. But let's that's not what we are on.
We can
see our very own spirits. Creation in heaven and earth.
How we gotten
from God the Word, the Lord Jesus, and the way we look like. But we've reached here. Look to the outward and inner man. Why both called men? One looks like the other. These people asking,
can
scriptures explain how spirits look like? That's the entire Bible. He said, man dies. Each man, for there are two men here. People know the person died.
Okay,
okay, let's read and see. We are in Corinthians.
2
Corinthians chapter 4.
Abakolinso ekyokubiri esuli yokuna n'olunyiriri olw'ekumi n'omukaaga.
2 Corinthians 4:16.
Kyetuva tulemu okuddirira. Naye newankubadde omuntu waffe ow'okungulu ng'aggwawo, naye omuntu waffe ow'omunda afuuka mujja bulijjo bulijjo.
Kaakati bano bombiri.
Now both these two
bafaanaganako.
They look alike.
Olwakuba nti oli ali munda.
Because the inner man is of much authority.
Yeah, supporting ow'okungulu.
The one who supports the outward.
Era tulinga abalina amaaso
amalamu. We seem to have living eyes.
Tulinga abalina emitima.
We seem to have hearts.
Nga gwe mwoyo gw'omubiri.
The spirit of the body.
Katuntundu akalamu ennyo
a living portion in a person.
Tulina memory.
We have a memory.
Naye eringa ennamu eringa eryawo
ekola. Seemeth living its working.
Naye ate okubeera kwayo nga ennamu.
It's being living.
Oli omuntu w'omunda bafaanagana formula.
They look with, they have the same formula.
Abalina okuba nga mwali.
Has to be inside.
Kale wadde ojja kumbuuza.
Now you are going to ask
me, gufaanana
gutya? How does the spirit look like?
Ochazem.
Are you going to ask it again?
Bonna bantu.
Both are men.
Naye bali bagamba okukola omuntu mu kifaananyi kyabwe n'engeri
yabwe.
Simanyi oba ekyani ku ekyo mmanje
ekikulu. Don't know whether you know where the scripture comes from.
Waliwo omuntu gwe baasooka otonda Adamu mu kifaananyi kya Katonda ne
mu ngeri wa ddala. The image of God
y'omuntu
is the inner man.
Ebyawandikwa bigazi nnyo n'okusinga
bantu birowooza.
Agamba n'ekyo ky'olaba ko kigenda
wala. That you see goes far.
Katuddeyo kate mu lubereberye olabe.
Get back to Genesis you see.
Tokola omuntu kifaananyi kyaffe ne mu ngeri
yaffe. Man in image and likeness.
Olwo olutesa lwali waggulu eggulu nga batandika okututeekawo.
That cancer was above the heavens, they began to put us in place.
Wabula olunyiriri oluddako.
The next
verse
pushes us on the world.
Verse
26. Speak things of above. 27. Speak things of this world. Apostle, go away.
If
I go away, who will stand as the Spirit has put me here?
Karudeo mulubereberye tulabe kali
kwa. Get back in Genesis we see.
Okay. So Mr. Eddie.
Teacher Eddie.
Ebiriwo bikoma wa. Ebiriwo bigenda.
What is goes far?
Oluzeyo mulubereberye sule soka biri mukaga.
Genesis 1:26.
Oluberebere esule soka n'olunyiriri olabiri mu mukaga.
Genesis 1:26.
Katonda nayogera nti tukole omuntu mu ngeri yaffe mu kifaananyi kyaffe bafugenga ebyomunnyanja n'ebibuuka waggulu n'ente n'ensi yonna na buli ekyewalula ku nsi.
That scripture is of where?
Katonda nayogera tukole omuntu ali
jeno. Let's make a general man.
Tekuliko musajja na mukazi.
No man.
Those
are spirits.
Have you seen that
we make woman and man in our image?
Let's make
the first man is the inner man. But anointing is sweet.
It
teaches.
It
feel you are enjoying. You know seekers. True seekers.
Abanonya Katonda
baba. True seekers of God.
Bakwata ekitabo kya Mukama ne banonya ne babira byonna.
The Lord seek and see everything. What do you see? You have a man you see. Okay, let's repeat and see.
What
does enter verse 27?
Oluberebere esule esoka n'olunyiriri olwabiri mu mukaaga.
Genesis 1:26.
Katonda nayogera nti tukole omuntu mu ngeri yaffe mukifaananyi kyaffe. Bafugenge ebyomu nnyanja n'ebibuuka waggulu n'ente n'ensi yonna na buli ekyewalula ku nsi.
Owulidde olunyiri obwe tugamba tukole omuntu
mukifaananyi kyaffe.
Bebali benga anti Katonda mwoyo.
I say God is spirit. We two are spirits.
Ye Katonda, ye Katonda mwoyo guo.
God the life giving spirit.
We
are spirits. God in
from him. And
we look like. Spirits don't hold man and woman.
27
he says. You know that's what works on the world. 26 is above heavens. Pointed even the plan of the world. When they say that they rule.
They create
us above heaven. The plan which will come on us. After when they separated us. And we rule.
And
outward man who is different. A man and woman. Let's read we see.
Genesis 1:27. Katonda natonda omuntu mungeri ye. Mungeri ya Katonda muyamutondera. Omusajja n'omukazi bwe yabatonda.
Kakati atono yo omuntu.
This man.
Bali mu
form. They are in two forms.
Abatali mu lubereberye sulisoka abiri
mukaga. Not both in the Genesis 1:26.
Wanga rubereberye ali mukaga gaga
ko ro muntu generally
mukifananya cha
man general in our image in our
likeness.
No man or woman is man.
Yoyo wo munda go tuogera
ko. In a man we speak of.
Na ingira bi mukaga na gamba
27 he said.
Atondo omuntu
created man. Man and woman.
Mukifananya ni mungeri.
Kati
atoyo yoyo ko
nguru. That one is the outward man.
Ye chechino.
That's the body. That is called Genesis. As if you've never read it. Genesis is where? Beginning, above the heavens. That you see speaks things of above heavens and of the earth, the world.
Anangi.
You know, at times you need to get silent.
And
secrets have gotten beyond. These two men created. One is of above the heavens.
That's the,
your spirit yourself. You are exact image likeness. Go to the spirit.
And
you are created spirit from him. That's why you say Genesis 1:26 say, let's make man.
You
differentiate with a man or woman.
In
that man we speak of.
Tumukore mukifaananyi kyaffe ne mu ngeri yaffe
and likeness.
Bafuge
that they rule.
Oyo ye muntu womunda yafuga.
Walola
byeko omubiri ogufuga.
You ever seen a body ruling?
Omulambo nga guli awo nga teguli mu muntu
wafuga. The body has no spirit in it.
No musingana nga
you find it.
Omulambo guli unente.
Dead body is really cattle.
Afuga omutufu ye muntu
womunda. The one who rules the rightful is the inner man.
Kale olaba mulimu abagamba
we finish the entire Bible. You've not yet
tugenda lwaguru myaka musaba
journey of heaven 7 years.
Kakati ne bajja ne bamwawulamu
and now they come to separate him.
O ruberebere sulesho kabiri mukaga
Genesis 1:26
bakoze omuntu yenyini wo munda
the real inner man.
Mukifaananyi kyennyini n'engeri ya Katonda
yennyini. Image and likeness of God.
Mu lunyo olwabirimu omusanvu.
In 27.
Ne bamwawula nga bakola ow'okungulu.
Separated making the outward.
Omusajja naki?
Man and woman.
Wanji.
Mukama feesi yeewazibwe.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amanya omusomesa Yakobo.
Name teacher Jacob.
Ekibuuzo kyange.
My question.
Kiri mu lunyo olwabirimu omukaaga.
It's in the verse 26.
tulaba nti Katonda agamba,
we see God saying,
nti bakole omuntu mu kifaananyi
kyabwe, they make man in their image,
era mu ngeri yaabwe,
and their likeness,
era tuwulidde,
and we've heard,
nti omuntu oyo yatondebwa,
that man created,
gwe mwoyo,
it is the spirit,
wabula amugambye okufuga,
he's told him to rule,
kati njagala kulongosebwa mu magezi,
I want to be aligned in wisdom,
omuntu ono gwagamba,
this man he speaks of,
okutonda mu kifaananyi kyabwe ne mu ngeri
yaabwe, his image and likeness,
afuge,
he rules,
gwe mwoyo,
it is the spirit,
gufuga omubiri,
it rules the body,
kubanga twawulidde,
we heard,
nti emyoyo gyaffe ffenna,
that all our spirits
gifaanagana,
they look alike,
kakati ekiriwo kiriwo,
now what is this,
emyoyo gyaffe gifaanagana,
though our spirits look alike,
ewe twali tujibwa ku Katonda kigambo,
we are gotten from God,
ffe twasooka abali mu bantu,
as we are first we in human beings,
mbuza bani abaddako,
ask me who came next,
bamalayika,
angels,
ata abaddako,
who came third,
eri waguru eguru plan yo kutujja ku Kristo, eri organized,
get enough from Christ, it was organized and looked to we our very selves,
abali muba abajide mu bantu,
we coming in human beings,
abantu sokana fu abali,
those who are there, we here today,
nabagendo,
even those who are coming,
at plan is onaba chikuliranga batuli defe,
made looking at us,
ezaba nafe bonna abalala,
all other creations,
kubanga bo mukubajja ku kugondi ku mukama wafe Yesu,
to get them from the Lord Jesus,
bachi baranti wadenga bali banga batusindise mutonda kwe gondi,
those who create send us the creation of heaven and earth,
bo bali te bagenda fuga chintu
chinna, others will not rule over anything,
wabulanga tugenda kufuga,
but we were to rule,
mukujeno kunsi program bajiteekamu,
the world they put the program,
bajja ku Kristo waline inga bachi batulaba,
Christ, yet they see us,
bagenda genda
kunsi, they are going to go to the world,
the
creation of heaven and earth will be there, and these are what they will do there,
kaduna teateka obutonde ngatamanyi
bibeerawo, God did put creations, don't know what will happen,
kale chitimo kukubuzabuza,
now that shouldn't confuse you,
mugamba tufuga bagamba omuntu oli atenga funa tufanagana,
yet we all look alike,
so plan ye yokutokawo,
plan of put nothing
place,
and the inner man, our spirits,
yalengerwa mu ni plan B,
to was seen with the plan B to happen on us,
ikisoka rubirebere
suisoka, Genesis 1
erimu planning,
first planning
erimu kono okutukiriza,
even involves implementing,
ebisinga bitanuka bitukirizibwa nnyo mu rubirebere sura ya 10,
limited in Genesis 2,
atudemba kolisi
ekyo kubiri second
abakolinsi ekyo kubiri esuli yokuna nalo nyiriri ole 10:16
second Corinthians 4:16
chetuva tulemu okudirira naye ne wankubadde omuntu wafe owo kongulu ngagwawo naye omuntu wafe owo munda afuka mujja bulijjo bulijjo
yesu yebazibwe,
praise Jesus much,
so abantu bano,
now this man,
bonna bali wali mu lubiribiri,
both are in Genesis
1:26-27,
they all show them,
omuntu wo munda,
the inner man,
yetali konto no musajja na muchi,
he doesn't hold man or woman,
yirubirebere sule soka biri mukaga,
Genesis 1:26,
ate omuntu wo kungulu,
and the outward man,
yali mwenja ukana yo mukazi no,
as a separation of man and woman,
yirubirebere sule soka biri musa,
Genesis 1:27,
obikwasaganyiza,
have you connected it,
ujimanyi ndi omuntu wo munda alina amaaso nga bwogali
nawo, the man has eyes as you have them outward, even the nose,
omanyi ndi alina omutima,
no, he has a heart,
omwoyo gugulina omutima,
kwa spirit has a heart which pumps on it,
gulina mu nebyenda
nebima intestines
bite magana
bitibi, but they are shining,
tebicho bana kufa,
they cannot even die,
tebirwala,
they don't get sick,
wana tugambe mtu wa munda,
but say in a man,
talina na mukiti ne semukiti,
has no male or female organ,
yo yali mu origino dare yo bwaka tondo origino,
the originality of God,
njogedde wali ne bagasi na semukiti,
yani na mukiti, wonder what is that term, we speak of male and female organ,
wanji
mofesi yabazi,
praise the Lord Jesus,
amanyo mbulizo enjili topas,
I'm name evangelist topas,
baden sabo kubuza ekibuzo,
I'm requested to ask a question,
tulabya mu lubereberi Yesu leso ko lunyirwa bilimu musa,
Genesis 1:27,
intimu kama natondo omuntu,
God created man
mochifana nyichi,
in his image
omukazi no musajja,
man and woman,
ya doboli yao tuchimanyi ntino katonda tayina bitundu,
though we know that God has no private parts,
naye ate olunyiriro olwo lulinga ng'otulaga nti kyetulina ne Katonda kyalina.
Yet as if that verse is showing what we have is what God has.
Kyawandiikibwa ki ekirala ekisobola okuba nga kidefendinga
Other scripture can defend that scripture. That exact scripture defends. Genesis 1:26. Let's make man in our image and likeness.
That in a
man, he has no organ or male or female.
Say,
he made this man in two images. This he God put in the body. His two images.
Just no necessarily have monk God.
26:27 another understood it.
Katona nakoru
God made man. The other he first made. Man.
Omukazi nachi. Nabaura mu
mukazi. Separated them man and woman.
Ngaba wo muntu wo kunguru.
Giving them the outward man.
Yadiro lyo muntu kenyini
kwa yaso sokola. The real man he made.
Na ngamwe mibiri omuntu wo kunguru wenja
wo. Outward man who is different, the body.
Aya. So the reader got new rules explaining one one kuba demo is
not need others go there.
Kubanga eno kugame no plan ye tuli mukati.
The plan we are in now.
Eyo mubiri go muntu okungu.
Body the out man.
Si e plan ye Katonda je ayagala
kutu. The plan a God wanted us to move by.
Eri kwecho chetwakola.
It's upon what we did.
Kubanga Katonda limwe tege vututondanga ba malaika mulundi go
mufi. As angels once all of us.
Erejo chichi atulabirako twachaliwe byokulabirako.
Example there are many examples to see.
Orumuta chetaga mukazi na mushaji okuzala.
Does they need a man woman give birth?
Kubanga na bitoke bizala.
Even bananas give birth.
Wabisingana biyegata.
You find them have sex to give birth?
Abulu lokubande muluberebere sule soka abiri musamu nabiri
mulana. 27:28.
Na
30.
Agamba ndikale no babiryoke bagende bazale bakoleche.
Go birth and increase.
Naleta u plan
ye. Put that plan in.
Yetutonza ko obuntu
tubuno. That's why they created on us this print body or parts. Private parts, male and female organ.
Natona ko obuto obutundu tundu.
Put on those parts.
Obuna tuyambo tukirizo kuzala
chi. Help us fulfill the birth thing to increase.
Obutundundu nabuteeka ku muntu wokungu.
Parts on the outward man.
Wanji.
Ama face bazibe.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amanya umushombero mbulizi w'injili Jeremiah.
I'm name and Pastor Jeremiah.
Nebaza katendulo mukisa guno.
I thank God for this opportunity.
No mushana ogwaka.
For the light shining.
Nyisaba kubuza mbo nsongeyo.
I'm requesting to ask of that issue.
Lubereberye sule soka bin mukaga.
Genesis 1:26.
Katonda akora omuntu.
God makes man.
Mungeriye.
In his image.
Fananyiche.
In his likeness.
Namwo buyinzo kufuga.
Gives him right to rule.
Atendula bamulwabiri mumushawo.
And we see in 27.
Amutondera mbiryo gwokunguru.
Yet him the outward body.
Guno gwe mubiri gwe gumogogera okongo guli mu Ezekiel esule soka.
Is it the same body in Ezekiel chapter 1?
Mungeri efanana bwetyo.
In this way.
Nechi buzo chensaba okubuza.
This is a question I'm trying to ask.
Yali amutonzo musajja no mukazi.
At created him man and woman.
Mubiri ogwenja wolo.
In a different body.
Baberenga bazalo mubiri ogwo ogwenja wolo kubanda banga awo abali tabanda bakuono.
I see if they had not yet sinned and they had made a woman already.
Buno mbiri ogugu katonda gwagamba baberenga bazala
obanyole chikolimo body guess let them birth cause of a curse
ogulu mberebere sule yokusa
in the Genesis 3
buno gotwamba
this we have closed
sikwe gumune guli oguli mwabiri mu musanvu lubere
nyesule so is it not the one in the Genesis
1:27 yes yebazi
praise Jesus
mpozi lubere sule soka biri mukaga
Genesis 1:26
atonzo muntu ono
is created man
wo muda gotumanyingo omwoyo
he has
ye muntu wo munda
it is the inner man
utegedde konti gwe moyo yegwe
understood the spirit which is you
era waguru weguru yali yakuwa omubiri
above the heaven he had given you a body
which is waguru weguru
glorious body of above the heaven
ora bitwali tujibwayo waguru weguru
being gotten from above the heaven
baatwamula emibiri eju
and clothed us of those bodies
batutekanga tuli myomyere
brought us naked spirits
mubira mwe bina
in the four living creatures Found in the second heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Plan in Genesis 1:27.
Counted
on this
afternoon,
and closed bodies given us, and we have come on the creation of
God.
For when they create man,
they give him
body of being in this world, in the heaven and earth. Genesis 2:6-7. Didn't create him that he became body. They say he became a living soul.
Before
he became Genesis 1:26. The body they gave him was a living soul. And you can't differentiate that's of man or woman. After sinning, in Genesis 3,
when he looks,
he's naked.
Now,
Genesis 1:27,
and
see his man and woman. Now the journey is there.
Wanji.
Here, I'm going to ask questions for a tricky portion. Praise the Lord, brethren. I'm teacher Ivan. I'm requesting to be enlightened in Genesis 3 and the verse 10. And I see from verse 1 Chapter 1:27. God has already made man and woman. When I look at Genesis 3:10. Now in the Genesis 1:27, they are not seen that they have male and female organ.
Yes,
praise Jesus. In Genesis 1 in 26, that's plan of above the heavens.
Shall look at it,
they created them, gave them which body? Above the heavens. It's the next year.
Our
spirits look like we want to see the bodies given us. After why they chased us from above the heavens. Genesis 1:27. The plan which pushes us in the Genesis 3,
it
had not yet come to pass. God spoke, let's make
the word plan, let's make
it. A plan, you have not implemented it. Because between the plan, there is a fulfillment of it.
It's
the let's back man in our image and likeness, and say made this man, man and woman in his image and his likeness. That fulfillment.
Say
we've not fulfilled immediately. Reach in Genesis 2,
6
and 7.
We see
and is making the body.
Didn't
first make the one of man and woman.
He said
man became a living soul.
He
became a man, a woman. I don't know if you see that. As we are there,
in
Genesis 2:18, man is so good to be alone.
It's
make him a helper. They made helpers there.
Embuzi,
the goat, the cow, in the others. Before they saw a suitable, they made him sleep. They got out a rib. They made another like him. He said,
he'll
be called woman. For he's gotten from man. Not that they had parts. Issue said because it's been gotten from man.
Era program. Okay.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, he was.
Now they have told us
Batugambia,
when Adam was made,
Adam yakolebwa,
they made him a suitable helper.
Bamukolera abweza amusani.
And the helper was gotten from his rib.
Omubezi nga yamujirwa mu rubirizi.
And he called her woman.
Namuyita omukazi.
When we were in the marital conference,
bwetwali mu lukungana lw'abafumbo,
they taught us of the real man.
Twayigirizibwa omusajja kennyini.
And the real woman.
N'omukazi kennyini.
Now in this time Adam calling this person woman,
kankano mukisira kino okuyita omuntu Adam okuyita omuntu ono omukazi,
Adam was he foreseeing what was to happen on them ahead,
yali araba ebirigenda okubaddira
in relation to what they taught us,
okusinira kwekyo ekyatusomesebwa,
that the real man,
nti omusajja kennyini,
even the real woman,
n'omukazi yennyini,
they taught us in the married counseling,
nibatusomesa be bantu bali eri abali wakati wali.
They taught us the real man and the real woman is the male and the female organ. So I want to have enlightenment on that.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The truth is this. The first prophet was Adam. God does not do anything before warning his prophets.
Goroza yani tumie koko katola nakiriza te yonko
hen, and God admits his hen
okuja ko ngaso se chimura bura kuna chimubulira
one of him told him. The world is going to ask you questions. If you have no Holy Spirit there, as he is collecting answers, that he said they don't delay someone to understand them. Anyone raising a hand? I'm going to answer all answers. The Spirit of the Lord is with us. Praise the Lord. Name Evangelist Topaz. Be answered, I've not understood.
Yes,
praise the Lord. What's asked in Genesis 2?
24-25.
Right from 20. When they brought Eve to Adam,
Adam yagamba nti ono ye Eve.
Adam said, this is Eve. Let her be called woman.
Kubanga jidwa musajja.
Which has been gotten from man.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Musumba Newman
and Pastor Newman asked
nti Adam,
that Adam,
yategeera nti ddala alimala n'abeera n'ebitundu biri n'abeera mukazi.
If you realize you will be having private parts to be a woman,
ebikakasa nti ono mukazi,
prove this is woman,
kubanga oluzaala akaana,
when they birth a child,
balina bye bakakebera okakasa oba kakasa oba kaki,
check, prove whether they are male or female. You've understood it.
Siwe wao.
Is it not that?
Nechidiwamu asange egamba.
It's answered as saying,
is it Mika, Mika Amosi? Amosi Mega.
37.
Satu Musavu.
God does nothing except he's warned his prophets.
Adam
to call this one woman, and God told him of that and what will be happening. Though we forget prophecies,
warning,
he told
him
to touch a tree, he will die and he ended touching it. The one who was the first prophet, a prophecy means to reveal something. They bring to Adam all animals and birds. Genesis 2:18-20. But it is said,
Adam, every name and name,
God
brought
him, see what he will call them. remembers what he was shown in the vision. As he was sleeping, he was in the vision. He's chatting with God. And
he's
telling him, we are making you someone. These people in the midst of sleep.
He
was sleeping. God visited him, telling him.
Named all these names,
and he is the one who named Eve. But ask who named him. First prophet, the Holy Spirit.
He's
the first prophet. The second, and the last, the Word and the Father. Praise Jesus. Now that is it. Have you understood it?
You knew what will happen.
Because they give you a prophecy, you forget it.
It
comes to pass to you, you remember it. Praise the Lord, brethren. I'm named Christopher. Teacher was teaching, he taught us how Adam slept.
But
sometime back he taught of the fleshly body. We got it after we had sinned.
And
Adam was caused to sleep to get a rib from him. Was it in the heavenly body or earthly body? He was in the heavenly body.
Angels,
when you see them move the world, they had left their heavenly bodies home. And they are in the vision.
Dream,
we see them as if it's reality. Unless they have made a trance and they come direct. The body of angel called in Revelation 10
can
touch on heaven and steps on Africa planet and in the Atlantic and takes the door of heaven in height.
You
cannot come directly with it on this world.
Now they
come in the vision for their transports.
We
see them serving us. Yet is in the vision or in a dream. Transport which brought him involves in clothing bodies.
And remember,
in Job they tell you, a vision runs quick. Even a dream flies swift. Them two don't come direct.
An
angel to come direct. What giants have attacked the world? They are tall.
But Jerusalem,
you see, it's the normal size for the city is very big. It was built on the ground of a heaven.
It's
not on the planet Earth like here. Our city is built on this small planet. Imagine this city, Jerusalem, built on the ground of a heaven. Now when we go there, we are in these bodies, we are dwarfs, even beyond. We are like ants. Those who see us from heaven, they say we are like grasshoppers.
But when you reach
Jerusalem, you see the normal size of angels. And another question. Let's end with you, get back and rest.
You should
get back tomorrow, finish it. Praise the Lord, brethren. Name and voice, Pastor Dan. What I ask is in Genesis. Genesis 2. We see that Adam,
yajibwamu olubirizi,
out of him got a rib,
ne bakolamu omukazi,
and they made woman.
Kati ekibuzo kyange kiri ku lubirizi luno.
The question is on the rib.
Lubirizi luno kiki siru?
Is it a seal?
Musokonye sokonye ebintu wano.
You've gone deep in things. The truth is, because the word spoken is gotten, be gotten a rib from him. It's not a sacred thing, but it means, as we've gotten from the second Adam, even the first Adam, but the second Adam we've gotten from him. God wanted to bring something like that to manifest another person from another. That's why they got out rib of Adam. That's what's involved there. As we
gave
the second Adam, Jesus from above the heavens,
the
woman got from man, the first Adam. The secret behind explaining creation from above the heavens, how it happened, and it to be cleared that man does not live alone, even a woman does not live alone. As the
portion
Adam in you, he too is in you, you are in him.
Eve, Adam.
Eve is in Adam, Adam is in Eve. As we are in Christ and is in us. That
there
can be one person. It's a secret there, nothing much. Because some you're trying to go deep.
Once
past the surface, we have seen them later. But the Spirit says, God, it passes there asking. He works here, asks in the congregation. The Spirit is with us. What you ask, you'd not ask it before. One
has
prepared you to ask him that question. The mist of time has left us.
Let's
briefly go back. 2 Corinthians 4:16.
Abakolinso ekyokubiri esule yokuna n'olunyiriri olw'ekumi n'omukaaga.
2 Corinthians 4:16.
Kyetuva tulema okuddirira. Naye newankubadde omuntu waffe ow'okungulu ng'aggwaawo. Naye omuntu waffe ow'omunda afuuka mujja bulijjo bulijjo. Olunya olw'ekumi n'omusanvu. Kubanga okubonaabona kwaffe okutazitowa okw'ekiseera ekyakaakano kwongera yongera nnyo okutukolera ekitiibwa ekizitowa eky'emirembe n'emirembe. Olw'ekumi n'omunaana. Ffe nga tetutunuulira ebirabika wabula ebitalabika. Kubanga ebirabika bya kiseera naye ebitalabika bya mirembe.
Kakati omuntu w'okungulu,
now the outward man,
ye alabika.
He is seen.
Naye omuntu w'omunda,
but the inner man,
sibanja bali bamulabye.
Not many have seen him before.
Era omwoyo ne bw'oyagala okugalira omuntu nga mulwadde mufereji.
To shut someone sick in a refrigerator.
Olaba obona alaba ku mwoyo.
See whether you see their spirit.
Bible yagamba.
Bible says.
Muyobu nga tukomekeze tujjo tandikira.
Job as we wind up we begin in the Job 4.
N'olunya olw'15.
Nti
omwoyo guberawo nga guyimiridde naye nga tagulaba.
They are standing yet he doesn't see it.
Kati semeyo tuwulire.
Yobu esule yokuna n'olunyiriri olw'ekumi n'ettaano.
Job 4:15.
Awo omwoyo ne guyita ku maaso gange. Enviiri ez'omutwe gwange ne zinva ku mutwe. Olw'ekumi n'omukaaga. Gwayimirira buyimirizi.
Mwoyo gwali guyimirizi.
The spirit was standing.
Omwoyo gubeera n'ebigere.
The spirit has legs.
Ye muntu w'omunda nga omuntu w'okungulu bagezaako okufaanagana.
Yes, the outer man begins to try look like.
Gwe mubiri guno.
It's this body.
N'omuntu w'omunda omwoyo bwagerako okufaanagana.
In a man, your spirit tries to look like your body.
Kyebaawukanako nti omuntu w'omunda tali mu bibiri bino ebinyamanyama.
In a man is not in this body flesh.
No.
He has no private parts. Original image of God.
So
the spirit was standing.
Job 4:16. Gwayimirira buyimirizi. Naye ne siyinza kwetegereza bwe gufaanana.
Yali awulira nga guyimiridde.
Felt it is standing.
Naye kifaananyi kya guform.
Form. He could not perceive it.
It stood still, but I could not discern its form.
Yayimirira naye teyasobola kutegeera nfaanana yaagwo.
An image was before my eyes.
Era ekifaananyi kyali mu maaso gange.
There was silence. And I heard a voice say,
"Dinawulire dobozi ngaligamba."
Kugamba omoyo guno.
Now this spirit,
gweke nyini.
Yourself.
Nemikono soro kwimiro nechikura.
Can stand up an image.
Ngabula bomuntu okongulu bwali.
Outward man.
Ishwa ukanyanti omoyo guno eguba gwimiri tosa kumanyanti gwimiride kutaka obawa.
The spirit is standing, kind of whether it's on the ground. It does not stand on the ground, it cannot reach the ground.
Gwina manyi manyi nyo kipingango somutambira
power you can keep moving the space.
Nevi said nevi singa.
Yet many times.
Muntu alota abuke ya agenda
wa. A person dreams they are flying, moving places.
Naga mama ruachi ne mubiri sibuka
konze. I don't fly.
Naye tujja kuba tuyongera okulaba.
We shall move on to see. When we see in double portion, the spirit of the Lord works in double portion, as the word of God is taken us above the heavens.
Seen
the beginning and the end, God the Father
began
His word, the Lord Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. There is the new heaven and the new earth, the first to be.
Yes,
praise God. We were there. We saw how we lived there. We began this heading
to
see the way we came to exist. After God the Father and the Word,
and
the Spirit of the beginning and the end. And how did we come to exist? Understood, we gotten from Jesus. Ended as we've seen. Our spirits, ourselves. Creation in heaven and earth. How we are gotten from God the Word, the Lord Jesus Christ. In our appearance.
We
shall move on from there on the tomorrow. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.